The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, before we get started, I wanted to invite you to join me on a free 2-week walking challenge. That's more than a walking challenge. It's a challenge I did in January and went over smashingly. People had such amazing results. It was so fun to do. And I'm doing it again. You can join now by going to myselfagain.com. It's a free challenge. It is low pressure. I'm going to give you meal plans and recipes and all that stuff. You can follow those or not. You can just walk if you want. This is a challenge to help you reset your energy. This is a way to learn more about what's going on if you're perimenopausal or menopausal. And it's just a way to reconnect with the things that really matter when it comes to our health. Each day I will send you an audio and basically I'm going to keep you company while you take a walk. So if you enjoy listening to podcasts, you're going to love this. So get signed up today. Go to myselfagain.com. You can literally go right now and sign up while the show is playing on your phone. The show will keep playing. Get yourself signed up, myselfagain.com. Regardless of how you're trying to lose weight, there are some mistakes that people make. And so even though we're going to talk about some of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're trying to lose weight using walking, really everything I'm going to discuss in today's episode will apply regardless of whether you're walking or doing a high intensity workout plan or you've got your favorite exercise DVD that you're using to try to lose weight. The mistakes I'm going to share with you today are pretty universal. All right, so let's get to it. In case you're a new listener of The Chalene Show, my name is Chalene Johnson, and many people know me from the exercise programs that I've created. I've been in the health and fitness space for over 30 years. That's crazy. I've sold tens of millions of exercise DVDs, and most of those exercise programs were high impact, for sure, and high intensity. They were intense. And just to be clear, I still love those workouts. I just don't do them as frequently. And in the last year, I decided to really let my body restore and my mind. And I changed not just my cardio, I changed quite a few things. But I think probably the one that had the most tremendous impact on my mental well-being, my physical well-being, just everything, is the fact that I walk now. I'm obsessed. My husband likes to say that I think I invented walking, like it's something new, but it just has had such a profound impact on my life that I literally can't stop talking about it. But I do know that there are lots of mistakes that people commonly make that prevent them from losing weight with walking, if in fact that's your goal. And I don't know if that's your goal. Maybe it's just you've heard about all of the incredible health benefits associated with walking. I've done lots of previous episodes on them, sharing with you scientific studies on how this is going to make you live longer. It's very likely to help you decrease almost all-cause mortality, meaning dying from just about any other preventable disease. And so I'm really pretty obsessed with walking. And that's why if it's something that you're using to help, maybe it's to maintain your weight or to lose weight, there's some things you want to consider. Let me share with you the biggest mistakes. The first mistake that most people make is they're just not walking enough. And by that, I mean, you're like, okay, I'm going to start walking. And so I'm going to replace my 30-minute HIIT workout that I was doing with 30 minutes of walking. And what you have to remember is that although there are many things that factor into weight loss, including hormones, your age, your gender, a lot of things, our stress level can impact the way in which we're able to lose weight. But at the end of the day, it really is about creating a calorie deficit. And so by calorie deficit, I mean an energy deficit. That means I need to expend more energy than I consume. And I know this is an oversimplification, but generally speaking, we need to move more and consume less. But if you're like me, I didn't want to go on a diet. I'm done dieting. I'm done. I don't want to do that anymore. And dieting and worrying about my macros and worrying about my calories and counting all those things, for me anyways, just for me personally, it had become too stressful. Now, I think it's very important for some people to count their calories, to count their macros, etc. You need to in order to figure out if, in fact, you're creating a deficit. So I want to say that because if you're not losing weight and you have no idea how many calories you're consuming and you have no idea how many calories you're burning, you might want to start there. I've been doing this for so long that I pretty much today know how many calories I'm eating most days, generally speaking, but I just wanted to be done counting them and worrying about it. And if you want to learn more about that, I did a previous episode sharing like kind of my whole journey with regard to the counting calories and macros and walking and protein and all of those things. And I will link it below in our show notes. But before you click that, let me just finish sharing with you what I mean by not walking enough. So if you're replacing a 30-minute HIIT workout with 30 minutes of walking, 30 minutes of walking is not the same intensity as 30 minutes of, say, a HIIT workout. So you might have been burning more calories with that HIIT workout, right? And so by just replacing it with 30 minutes of walking, it's not enough. Most people need to walk more. Now, I can give you general recommendations, but first let me say this. You need to be walking more than you are right now. And I don't know what that is for you. On average, Americans walk, I think they said between, this is totally off the top of my head, I think it's between 4,000 and 6,000 steps per day, which is horrible. That's inactivity. That means we are spending so much time sitting, and that's not what our bodies were meant to do. When we sit for long periods of time, our bodies get achy and sore. Our muscles start to atrophy. Like, that's why our backs hurt, why our hamstrings hurt, why things are tight. Like, we're meant to move. The more you move, the more pliable your muscles will be, the better your body feels, the more synovial fluid you put in your joints. Your body was meant to move. So whatever it is you're doing right now, I would suggest that you try to increase that. Are you ready for this? If your goal is weight loss, increase it by 5,000 steps. Now, 5,000 steps for the average person means about an hour of walking. So if you're already walking and you're like, but I'm not losing weight from it, you've got to increase the amount of steps that you're getting per day, right? And you can do that by breaking it up. It doesn't all, that's the greatest thing about walking is it doesn't have to be all continuous. My husband and I, we break up our walks and I love that. I'll share more with you about our routine in just a minute. But let's get to our second biggest mistake. The second biggest mistake is walking too slowly. Now, walking is wonderful, but it's just like any other workout routine, which means eventually your body is going to adapt and plateau. Which means if you're a regular, steady walker, you've got to do things to progressively increase the challenge. So how do you do that? You can do it by walking faster, by adding a weighted vest. You can do that by, if you're walking on a treadmill, adding an incline, looking for terrain that is more rigorous, like hiking. But it's just like it's pushing yourself so that it's a little bit more challenging. Once something is no longer challenging for us, our bodies adapt. And that's when they stop burning as many calories. So again, if your goal is weight loss, whether it is walking or using the stair climber or doing a turbo kick workout, whatever it is, even if it's Pilates, if we're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and we're not finding ways to just progressively, a little bit at a time, make it a little bit more challenging, then the body eventually plateaus and we burn fewer and fewer calories. Let me give you a perfect example of this. When we did a test group for Turbo Jam, so this is my first fitness infomercial, right? And so we brought in the scientist who hooked everybody up to electrodes and they measured, they wanted to make a claim about how many calories you could burn in a 1 hour workout doing this workout, Turbo Jam, right? Which was kickboxing and athletic drills and high intensity. Anyways, obviously, I wanted the calorie burn to be through the roof so it would really help the sales of the infomercial, right? And so we brought in all these people, a variety of sizes, ages, genders, everything, hooked everybody up to the electrodes, and then they monitored us for an hour of our workout. Now, nobody, hear me clearly, nobody in that room was going harder than yours truly. And then probably a second runner-up was my friend Anna Rita, and then like a third runner-up was my friend Monica. Now, both of them had been teaching the same workout, just like me, like 7 days a week. At that point, I was doing Turbo Jam like 7 days a week, all out as hard as I possibly could. So of all those people in the room, including people who had never done the workout before, including people who were out of shape, people who I was like, they're barely moving. I was like, what are they doing? They're like kind of barely going through the motions. I'm like, what are they doing? But guess who burned the least amount of calories? Yours truly. And second runners up were my friend Anna Rita and Monica. Why? Because our bodies were so accustomed to that workout, it was no longer difficult. So the second biggest mistake is not finding ways to make your workout progressively a little more challenging. And one of the easiest ways to do that is just work on increasing your speed, lengthen your stride, roll your hips, pull your shoulders back and work on speed, or add a weighted vest. Never in a million years would I have guessed that something all natural, that I remember my grandma talking about it being like the miracle drug, like the thing that cured everybody from everything. Never in a million years did I think it would be the thing that I'm slathering on my skin twice a day, castor oil. It's half the price of the very expensive body lotions that I was spending a small fortune on because my skin just got so dry and crepey after age like 40. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I hated wearing shorts, but now look at me now with the short shorts. So thank you to my naturopathic doctor who suggested I use castor oil. I thought that was crazy, but it's a game changer. And I did my research. The company that I fell in love with is Queen of Thrones. I reached out to them and they were happy to become a sponsor of the show. I'm like, my girls love castor oil. My guys do too. Brett sometimes gets breakouts of eczema and he also had this kind of dry, discolored patch around the outside of his eye. Put castor oil on it for probably a week. It's gone. It's antifungal. It's antibacterial. It's anti-inflammatory. So just a little bit of it, that's what I do in the morning. So after I put on my vitamin C's and my serums on my face, I mix in just a couple of drops, not a lot, into my face care routine. I literally soak in the stuff twice a day for my arms and my legs because it's made such a big difference in the crepiness and the dry, like old skin that I felt like I did not want. I did not want that skin. Queen of Thrones castor oil has saved me. I highly recommend you order directly from their site, which you can get to by going to shalene.com/oil. That link will give you 10% off when you use code Shalene. Check out their packs for detoxifying. Also check out their rose quartz roll-on applicator. It makes putting on castor oil mess-free. We love Queen of Thrones. Go to shalene.com/oil. Enter code Shalene for 10% off. The number three mistake that people make is not thinking that they also have to modify their diet. Now, remember, I don't know if your goal is weight loss, but I'm assuming because you're listening to this episode, it is. And when it comes to weight loss, exercise is an important piece, but the most important piece is your nutrition. And it's not just calories in versus calories out. We know that the quality of your food makes a huge difference. And you want to make sure that you're getting adequate protein, you're getting the right nutrients, that you're fueling your body in a way that allows you to hold on to muscle and burn fat. At the same time, we want to create a slight calorie deficit. Too big of a deficit puts the body into a state that it thinks it's under attack, and that can slow your metabolism. But what we do know is that calorie deficit does create weight loss. And if that's your objective, I want you to look carefully at what you're doing with your diet. Are there places where you can cut back in terms of portion? Have you considered things like maybe intermittent fasting, increasing the amount of protein, especially for women over 40. I want you to increase your protein and your fiber and your water intake. These things alone are going to make a huge difference if your goal, again, is weight loss. The number four mistake that people make when they're trying to lose weight using walking is that they think that's the only workout now that they need. No, I don't even think of walking as my workout. I think of it as like my life force. It's like it gives me so much joy. I don't have to pump myself up to do it. I mean, I loved my older workouts like Turbo Kick and Turbo Jam and Shalene Extreme. And I love all those workouts and Payo. And I still do a lot of those workouts, but I would have to like kind of psych myself up. I'm always in the mood to walk. If you're just relying on walking, you're missing the point. You still need to put muscle in your body. Your muscle is the secret to your weight loss. It's the secret to your metabolism. It is the secret to your longevity. Muscle is freaking everything. And people are always like, oh, well, I'm afraid that I'm not going to lose weight if I'm putting on muscle. You might add muscle, but the goal isn't to lose weight. The goal should be to lose body fat. That's how we win, right? Like you don't want to be I hate to say this term, but it's like, it's true, like a skinny fat person, like someone who just like looks small, but they're really not that healthy because they're carrying so much body fat. No, you want shape. You want muscle. Muscle makes you strong. Muscle makes you sexy. Muscle makes you live longer. Muscle is, it's one of the greatest ways I know of to naturally help you balance your hormones. It's how we naturally boost human growth hormone. It's how we naturally control our hunger hormones. And that's what you need to figure out when you're trying to lose weight. So please do not skip your strength training workouts. If you're listening to this on the audio, I on YouTube have a complete playlist that breaks down a full body workout, my lower body workout, what I do 5 days a week. Like all of it is laid out there for you for free. And if you're listening to the audio edition, you'll find the link to the YouTube because you want to watch those videos below in our show notes. The number five mistake that people make when they're trying to lose weight with walking is not finding creative ways to get in extra steps. And this is huge. Here's what you need to keep in mind. All of it is energy out. So every step that you take counts. And you want to find creative ways to get in extra steps. And I know if you work at a desk job or your life is such that it's just not conducive for you to get outside and walk for like an hour at a time or 30 minutes at a time. Maybe you don't have access to a walking treadmill, etc. There's so many creative ways for you to get in extra steps. And it's really, in my opinion, one of the easiest ways to do that is by replacing habits. For example, I replace the habit of scrolling on my phone. Whenever I find myself scrolling on my phone, I tell myself, oh, you need to be standing and just even walking in place in order to scroll on your phone. And by doing that, I just get in an extra 500, sometimes an extra 1,000 calories a day. Now, check this out. The average person clocks between 200 and 300 steps in just 3 to 5 minutes. So think about it. And just here and there, those little extra steps, it's so easy to add an extra 1,000 steps per day. So don't forget that if you're thinking of walking as just a workout, that's a mistake. You want to find creative ways to always get in extra steps. It's all those little cliches like parking further away from the door when you're, you know, going shopping. I remember hearing that tip and going, that's so dumb, but it's not. It's really smart. It adds up. It's taking the steps instead of taking the elevator. It is pacing in place. It's maybe making an investment in a walking pad. I can't even believe how cheap and phenomenal walking pads are. I've had so many people reach out to me and say, Shalene, I've lost 15 pounds just because I bought a walking pad and I put it in my living room and that's where I watch Netflix. I did a whole review on walking pads. You can also check that out. It'll be in our show notes. It's also up on YouTube so you can see what the walking pads look like in this video. You will also be able to see like what it looks like for my husband to walk on it. And then ultimately, I'll tell you which one was my favorite. But find creative ways to get in those extra steps. The sixth mistake that people make is they just don't track their steps. They're just like, okay, I walked for an hour, or they're using minutes versus really looking at their step count. And I was one of those people. I was making that mistake. I thought that I was getting in tons of steps, and then I wear an Oura Ring, and I was only using it to track my sleep. And this is not an ad for the Oura Ring, trust me, because a lot of companies are going to be coming out with a ring this year. So, I mean, if you're thinking about like making an investment in a ring to track your, I mean, these rings are so remarkable. This is a remarkable piece of equipment. I will say that. I'm just not trying to talk you into buying an Oura Ring because I think a lot of competitors are going to produce them this year. So I love my Oura Ring. I need to get a new one, but I'm going to wait because I heard that Apple's coming out with one. I heard that maybe Samsung's coming out with one. And there's a company called Ringcon. There's a company called, is it Evie? I forget. Anyways, these are really cool. And I was only tracking my sleep. And I thought I was getting in massive amounts of steps. And then I started tracking my steps. So I'm like, oh my gosh, it helped me to identify how much time I was spending inactive. So you can use an Apple Watch. You can use even a low-cost pedometer to track your steps. But tracking your steps is huge. You know, you can actually even use your phone, but then that means you've got to be carrying your phone with you at all times. And it's not as accurate as one of the other tracking devices. And there's plenty of them on the market. So I'd love to know from those of you who use a tracking device, what's your favorite? And let us know what's your favorite and why. but a study looking at the behaviors of midlife women, in which the study, they had one group of women that were just tracking the number of minutes they exercised per day, and the other group just tracked their step count. And the group that was tracking their step count was almost 60% more active, i.e. burning 60% probably more calories, very likely. Very likely there's a correlation there. So my recommendation is this: what we track, what we are monitoring, we can improve, right? So if you want to increase the amount of energy out per day, we've got to increase the amount of steps you're getting. So set a goal for yourself, even to increase your step count by just 300 to 500 steps per day, every day for the next however long it takes you to get beyond 10,000 steps. I know we all think that 10,000 steps is like the gold standard, but truly the gold standard is more. My goal right now is to get in at least 19,000 steps a day. I did it last month and I'm really, really proud of myself. And it's funny the days where I'm like, I must have walked a lot. Then I look and I can tell from tracking that I actually hadn't walked as much as I thought. So make sure you're tracking. Quite a few of you have mentioned in the Pod Squad that when you take magnesium, you have a little digestive upset. That is often a sign that you have taken too high of a dosage. So I know that there's a recommendation on the bottles of your supplements, but everyone's different and everybody's body responds differently. So my personal recommendation, I'm not a doctor, I just pretend to be one, is to start with like half of what any bottle might suggest, just to see how well you tolerate it. Here's another important tip. Research suggests that by breaking up your dosages, like let's say you want to take two capsules, taking one maybe around 5 o'clock and then one just before bed, you may find that your body is better able to absorb the magnesium that way. I personally like the powdered form of magnesium. Oh, and by the way, we are specifically talking about magnesium from Bioptimizer. That's the brand I love, mainly because their products contain all 8 forms of magnesium. Where in the past I was having to take like 4 different bottles to get in, you know, all the magnesium that most of us are deficient in. I love that they're the highest quality. They stand behind their supplements with a 365-day money-back risk-free guarantee, which is, that's completely unheard of. I really like the powdered form. I just mix it in with my water and I do that now twice a day. It took me a while to work up to that, but magnesium helps with everything, absolutely everything. And most of us are deficient in it as we age. It is so important. Like I've been looking at the research on women's brain health and magnesium and our metabolic pathways, mood, sleep, hair, and bone density. As a listener of The Chalene Show, you get an additional 10% off when you use promo code Chalene and go to buyoptimizer.com/Chalene. They have a limited time special. When you use that link, you're not just going to get your 10% off. They're also going to send you 2 little travel size bottles of the magnesium. So act fast. This is a limited offer. It's going away soon. Go to buyoptimizer.com/Chalene and don't forget to use code Chalene at checkout. And the last mistake that might be preventing you from breaking that plateau and continuing to lose weight or losing weight in general is varying your routine. Anytime our bodies get really used to something, as I just mentioned in that story about Turbo Jam, your body starts burning fewer and fewer calories. Our bodies actually are constantly trying to conserve energy. Our bodies are always trying to find ways to burn fewer calories. So the easiest way to kind of trick your body is to change up your routine. And it's very easy to do with walking. You can do that in a variety of ways. If you're always walking on a treadmill, change it up. Get outside and walk. If you're always walking outside on a flat surface, on a sidewalk, change it up and see what happens if you start walking, doing a trail walk once or twice a week, or walking barefoot on the beach, or rucking, which is a fancy term used for, and I think it's a military term, is it? Let's look it up. Hey Siri, where did the term rucking come from?
Rucking, also known as ruck marching, has military origins, and the name comes from the word rucksack, a durable backpack meant for carrying heavy loads.
This
answer is from healthline.com.
Thank you, Siri. There you go. So rucking, you don't have to wear a backpack and you don't have to join the Marines. All you have to do is buy yourself a weighted vest. I can do a whole review of weighted vests if you'd like, but let me just quickly tell you that that's one of the easiest ways for you to add variety. Let me know if you want me to do a review of weighted vests, because there's a little bit that goes into that. I think that, you know, like Brett wears a different vest than what I wear. You want to start light and increase the weight as you start to get comfortable wearing it. But you can also just wear a weighted vest around your house. You don't have to just wear it out while you're walking. You can wear it just while you're doing errands inside your house. Back to variety. If you're someone who regularly walks on the treadmill, change it up. Increase the incline of the treadmill. You might have to slow down your tempo, but increase the incline. Or maybe speed up your tempo and see if you can go faster. And sometimes changing the routine is just as simple as changing up the scenery, like walk in a new place. I mean, it's the best way ever to get to see a city. When Brett and I travel in Europe, it's one of our absolute favorite things. It's how we get to like understand the culture, and not just in like the touristy areas. Like, it's just such a wonderful way to help yourself live longer, perhaps help you to lose weight or to maintain your weight, to keep your body active, and to get outside, to take in fresh air. And one of the reasons why this is my favorite type of workout is because of the connections. Like, I love going on a long walk with a friend where we can talk about things that there's no way we would be talking about these things while we're doing kickboxing, right? Or in a cycling class. And you can't talk while you're in a yoga class. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's just, it's helped me to deepen so many of my relationships, and it gets me outside. And if I don't have a reason to get outside, like until I really took up walking, there were probably months, I'm probably exaggerating, but there's a lot of weeks where I didn't get outside at all. And now I'm outside every single day. Briefly, here is my current walking schedule while we're living here in Miami Beach. We'll wake up when we wake up, and because we don't have little kids, or and we work for ourselves, so we don't even have to set an alarm, which is really nice. But then we'll wake up and we walk in probably the first hour of waking up, have a cup of coffee, go for a walk. And typically the walk is like 30 to 40 minutes, and it's at a moderate pace. Then we come back and we stretch. This is something new that both of us realize we need to do a lot. Actually, Brett Johnson needs to do a lot more, and I'm just keeping him company. So we stretch and then go about our day. I make sure that I am, you know, keeping my steps in. I do have this treadmill that I've put a desk across the top of it. It's a full-size treadmill, and I love using that to get a little bit of work done. This is where I'm checking my emails, doing things that otherwise I would just be sitting on my butt looking at a screen. So for this, I'm walking very slow so that I can also be typing at the same time. You could do this on a walking treadmill as well. Then before I do my strength training, I like to do 30 minutes of intense walking. Like, so I'm zone 2, sometimes pushing it into zone 3. I like to do some intervals sometimes when I'm walking at the gym for 30 minutes. I like to mix it up. And then I'll do my strength training. After that, we come home, we have dinner. And in the evening, Brett and I like to do just a 30-minute lower intensity walk after dinner. This helps us to digest our food. It also has helped us to not overeat for dinner. And it does improve the digestive process before you go to bed. Because remember, you do want to stop eating about 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. I hope this is helpful for you. I really do think it is a combination of knowing how much is coming in and making sure a lot more is going out. And if you're someone who's had tremendous success walking, share your success with us, because I think that's so inspiring for other people. As always, I want you to know how much I completely value your time and your energy. Thank you for those of you who have left 5-star reviews on whatever podcasting app you listen to this on. And if I am the person who just kind of like keeps you company, you like listening to my voice, sometimes you tune me out, but you just, you know, you like to hear my voice and you need somebody to keep you company while you're taking a shower, putting on your makeup, running errands, organizing the closet, I'd love to invite you to become a Patreon member, because there's hundreds of hours there where I can keep you company. You can do that by going to patreon.com/theshalineshow. We'd love to have you. In the meantime, just thank you so much for spending your time here with me. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.